be the most horrible way to die.
You are listening to a reading of The Joker, number 2, July 1975. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Oh, oh, there's left to do. Drive. The getaway truck to the meeting place.
And this story are drawing to its conclusion as Willie the Weeper guides the fuel truck to a deserted field north of Gotham City. And when in within a minute, he is joined there by the Joker driving his bizarre Joker-mobile.
Car there, Joker!
Oh, yes! It was inspired by the Batmobile. Oh, never mind. We have important matters to discuss. You're crying because you committed a successful crime, correct?
Oh, yes.
Well, I have big news for you, my chum. You didn't. No. And I'll prove it. You think this tank's full of melted platinum, do you? Well, then turn on the tap. Turn it! Go on!
Willie the Weeper turns the tap
in the back of the fuel truck.
How devilishly clever I was, Willie, you old dupe. You see, I slipped into Salvador Cleve's basement ahead of you. I connected your hose to a water main. And then I ran another hose from higher in the air shaft to a second fuel truck on the other side of the building. Ha! That's where the platinum really went.
Charges at the Joker, but the Joker needs to only push him back, and he does so very forcefully.
You ungrateful clod. I did what you asked. You're not sad anymore, are you?
No, I'm furious.
Well, then, splendid. When you're tempted to weep and surrender after another crime, you only need to remember this moment. Call me a master psychologist.
The Joker takes off in his Joker reveal.
And don't bother to thank me. The platinum is a warning up.
You won't escape me.
Whistling and chuckling along, the Joker speeds to a deserted road just a few miles distant.
Oh, beautiful, there's my fuel truck. Oh, beautiful. What's in there will finance a year of fun and games. Mwah!
A pistol of a gun is placed right by the temple of the Joker's head.
Don't bet on it, Joker!
Commissioner Gordon! The police! Benny and Marvin!
Wondering how we caught up to you, Joker? Simple. Rather simple. Marvin here spotted you at Salvador Cleve's mansion fortress and followed you.
I was looking for Benny and I saw you walking like Groucho Marx crossed with an ostrich.
Oh, no.
Not just when I pulled the biggest caper of my career. My life. No.
Billy the Weeper is hiding behind these bushes watching the Joker get arrested and taken away by the police. He thinks to himself, I followed the Joker in the other fuel truck. I got here just in time to see him get his. Now he's the one crying. Joker, as he's being hauled away back to jail again by the police, he's being hauled carried away. He thinks to himself,
a truly nice, cheerful performance, if I do say myself. I just used a little onion juice I had left over. It was I who spotted Willie the Weeper tailing me, so I knew he must be watching. I decided if I wept, it would give him the laugh he needed. He will, when I tell the police who really planned this platinum theft.
Next issue on sale during the first week of August. All right. Done with that. This has been Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You have just finished listening to a reading of The Joker, number 2, July, the year 1975.
Like the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Come to an end. I've been with you till 1 a.m. I stop at 6 in the morning. Other people need time for their shows as well. I've had enough time as it is. I shall read you one more comic book. I'm going to read you some Jughead from Archie and Friends. Jughead, I believe the episode is Jughead number 327, originally put out there in February of 1983, and at the story's end, when it does come to an end, we'll listen to The Ramones, The Stranglers, no, got that wrong, The Minutemen, all the way from California. The Minutemen. And lastly, Sonic Youth. That's what we'll do. Okay. I'm just relaxing here at the studio. Got nothing much to do. Just trying to close out this show. Comic Book Radio Theater. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. Very happy to be here with you. All right. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, whatever side of the clock you are on. A good night or a good morning. Hopefully, it's all a good time. All right. This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Jughead in the punk! Betty Cooper and Archie Andrews are in the student newspaper office. They are looking out a window at two punk rockers.
Some of those punk hairdos are rather becoming. Yeah, I'd say they're becoming all right. They're becoming downright revolting.
You say something, Mac?
B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b
Benny! Tell me you didn't see what I just saw!
See what, Archie? See what, Archie?
I saw Jughead in a punk outfit! I must have punk on the brain!
No, that's Jughead, all right. He's not the only one on campus who's into the punk scene.
But Benny, we've got to save him!
Archie, Jughead is entitled to make his own decisions in life. Now, about our next issue.
Benny! Don't you care? Don't you care about Jughead? Isn't he your friend, too?
How can I stop him? Besides, we don't know if there's anything wrong with the punk movement.
Oh, I'm wasting my time talking to you!
Archie slams the door to the student newspaper and walks out into the hallway.
She's so cold-blooded, Benny. She's so cold-blooded. If a mosquito bit her, it'd die of pneumonia.
Archie Andrews walks out of Riverside High School and runs into Veronica Lodge.
Ronnie, did you just see Jughead?
Yes! Yes, I did! What are we gonna do? We have to save him from himself! From himself!
I'm glad you see it that way! Batty, Benny, she acts as though it's not important!
Maybe the punk movement is getting to her too!
And to think, I once thought his hat was so tacky! If only he'd go back to his cute little cap again.
Oh, no!
What is it, Archie?
It's either hot dog or a rainbow with paws.
A punk pooch? Now I've seen everything.
Jughead!
Archie Andrews walks up to Jughead Jones.
Jughead, I'm talking to you. Back up, nerd. But Jughead, don't you recognize me? I'm your old pal Archie. Now stop calling me by that ridiculous name. My new handle is Captain Thrash.
Captain Trash would be more like it!
I suppose this dog here is now Captain Bark.
No, his name is Vicious. Show these jerks why you're called Vicious, pal.
Jughead's new girlfriend talks to him, and they walk off.
I'm hungry, Captain Thrash. Let's go over to Dingo's for some food.
Dingo's, that's that notorious punk hangout.
Archie,
it all looks so hopeless. But Veronica, I can't give up on Jughead. I'm gonna pay Dingo's a little visit. I can't give up.
Archie Andrews gets to Dingo's Burgers.
Has Jughead, I mean Captain Thrash, been here yet?
Yeah. He and his doll went over to the Club Chaos. Right over there.
Oh.
You better not go over there looking like that, Jack. Or you'll be sorry.
Sorry.
Inside Club Chaos.
There's too much social injustice in this world. Yeah, my parents made me take out the trash last night. This is Monster Music.
What does Archie Andrews see inside Club Chaos?
Man, this isn't a nightclub. It's a convention of weirdos.
Weirdo, weirdo.
Hi, I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
Excuse me, miss. Why is everyone banging into each other on the dance floor?
That's the way we dance around here. It's called the slam.
Archie Andrews thinks to himself.
It's more like a scrimmage between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers.
All of a sudden, Archie Andrews notices something in the slam pit.
Go! He hit Jughead! Someone hit Jughead! He hit my pal!
He hit my pal!
He hit my pal!
You get the picture. He's grabbing the guy that just hit Jughead. His best friend, Jughead.
You're not getting away with that. You hit my friend. You hit my friend.
My friend.
My friend.
Hey, that's the way we dance around here, you pinhead. We like to clobber each other, you know?
You know? No. No. Hey!
What's this square doing here? Archie Andrews is grabbed by two tough punk rocker guys.
Let's give him a real good go over. Let me take care of that creep.
Jughead Jones grabs Archie Andrews in an arm behind arm bar and throws him out of the Club Chaos.
Archie, once and for all, will you get out of my life?
But Jughead! Jughead! Jughead!
I've got new friends now. We share the same beliefs and goals. So leave me alone, man.
Dejected, Archie Andrews sits down on the ground outside of Club Chaos. And he blurts out,
I don't believe it! I don't believe it! I don't believe it!
after all our years of friendship. Jughead threw me out of there. Veronica is right. It's hopeless. 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 It's hopeless. Hopeless.
The next day at Riverdale High School, Veronica asks Archie the ever-burning question of the day.
Did you manage to talk some sense into Jughead? No, he's too far gone. Trying to talk her into joining the punk scene. Let's stop him! Let's stop him!
Stop him! Stop him!
Veronica and Archie walk into the student newspaper office.
She looks normal enough. You can never tell. You can never tell for sure.
Betty Cooper shows Archie and Veronica the front cover of the student newspaper.
I want you two to read this. It's going to be the best article our school paper ever ran.
The front cover of the school newspaper reads, "The Punk Scene at Riverdale High" by Jughead Jones.
And we owe this all to our undercover reporter, Jughead Forsyth Jones,
alias Captain Thrash.
That's why you threw me out of the club, Chaos.
If I hadn't, you would have wound up looking like something King Kong sat on.
Veronica, Jughead, and Archie walk outside Riverdale High.
Gee, Jughead, it's good to see you looking normal again.
Not quite there, Ronnie.
Jughead lifts up his cap and he shows that he still has a mohawk.
It'll take a little while for things to really get back to normal.
I bet your article really tears into those punk characters, right?
Not really. Not really. Not really. I can understand why a lot of them feel confused in today's world. All they ever hear are negative things about our society. Maybe it's up to the rest of us to convince them that things aren't quite so hopeless.
Wow! Get a load of Jughead the philosopher!
At any rate, I guess you're happy to say goodbye to the world of punk.
On the contrary, I feel this overpowering urge to return to it. To return to it. To return to it.
For more of their weird philosophies?
Mm-hmm.
for more of Dingo's fantastic burgers. They're the best I've ever eaten. And I was worried about Jughead changing.
You are listening to a reading of... No, wait, excuse me.
Okay.
You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Good evening. We're coming to you from Winnipeg. You're listening to a reading of Jughead, number 327. February, right? February. The year
This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
The debut album from Sonic Youth way back then, over 40 years ago, Confusion is Sex, off that album. All right, cut off there. Speaking of cuts, I want to cut out of this episode of Comic Book Radio Theater. Thanks for joining me. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. I'll be back next week. I think I'll go with some Spider-Man or maybe some Mighty Thor. I don't know. You'll have to show up and see. All right. As we're getting out of here, how about we check out this band? They're out of Madrid, Spain. They're called Promising Youngster. Yeah, that's what we'll do. All right. A good morning to you, and keep on listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Thanks for listening. Thanks.